Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the next half hour, we're featuring three Motown Christmas songs. We'll hear from the Supremes, then the Four Tops, the Commodores, the Miracles, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Marvelettes, the Jackson 5, and Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Well, first up this half hour, the Supremes and a Christmas song from 1965 called the Children's Christmas Song. Well, for the Supremes, the number one hits and all the attention and pressure kept coming in the year of 1965. By late fall, they would issue a seasonal album produced by Harry Fuca that would be astonishingly their fifth LP release of the year. And there were three other albums scheduled for them that year, but never issued. Motown sales chief Barry Ailes recalls that, quote, "We were a singles company for certain, but when the Supremes hit, that's when we started selling albums. That's what our accounts wanted, Supreme albums, and right away, so we gave them what they wanted." Well, Fulker recalls that, quote, "I used to freak on the Supremes because they were so good. They did everything you told them to. Don't do that anymore, they didn't do it anymore. Do a little more of this, they do a little bit of that." Well, here is the Children's Christmas Song, the Supremes, right here on Motown.
Ding dong, ding dong, hear the bell ringing out the first Noel. Joyous chimes ring loud and clear, spreading word the Savior's here. Humble men kneel down to pray on this very special day. Wise men bearing gifts of love, following a star above. Now come on, kids, I want you to gather around. Hold your legs on the floor, and we're going to tell the story about the first Christmas. All right, Chico, open your book. Joy, Barry, Terry, everybody open your book, and we're going to sing the song. And when I say ding and dong, I want you to say the same thing with me. All right? Ready? Now open your books. Good, let's go. Wish them a very Merry Christmas, all right? Ready?
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game, all in the wonderful had work with him, and your future looking kind of dim, but these things your heart can rise above.
Oh, yes. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game.
he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly.
song from the Commodores, Night Shift. That was recorded after Lionel Richie had left the group. That reached number 3 in the U.S. pop charts in 1985, and of course was a tribute to both Marvin Gaye and Jackie Wilson, who had passed the year before. Before that, the Four Tops, a pretty tune, it's all in the game, reaching number 24 in the U.S. Billboard charts in 1970. Tommy Edwards had the first hit way back in 1959, and it reached number 1. And Cliff Richards also had a top 40, reaching number 25 from 1964. And we start with the Supremes, the children's Christmas song from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some great Christmas songs. Well, coming up, the fifth of six Christmas songs by The Miracles. The Christmas song is the name of it, also known as parentheses chestnuts roasting on an open fire parentheses. Well, The Miracles began recording an album of Christmas tunes in the summer of 1962, but member Pete Moore's enforced absence because he had to go into the Army forced them to wait a year because there weren't enough tunes in the can to put it out in 1962. The album entitled Christmas with the Miracles would end up competing that year with Phil Spector's great album called A Christmas Gift for You, considered one of the classic rock and roll seasonal records of all time. Well, strangely, the two albums mirror each other, not just in their reinterpretations of a similar choice of material, but in including only one original song. In the Miracles case, the album included a song called Christmas Every Day. Well, Mel Torme was the co-writer of the Christmas song, and of course was already a Yuletide standard in 1963, thanks to Nat King Cole's definitive recording in 1946. Well, here is the Christmas song, Just Us Roasting on an Open Fire, The Miracles, right here on Motown.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos,
everybody knows
a turkey. With their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child will be a spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
It's
with Tom Fallon.
Marvelettes, a great song, Should Have Known Better. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with It's Fantastic. And we started with the Miracles from 1963, the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We have one more Christmas song to go this half hour. Coming up, the Jackson 5 with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Well, Jackson Mania was really in full swing in 1970. Their Christmas album, called Christmas Album, recorded early in 1970, was the group's fourth LP in 10 months, and it still didn't seem like they were being overly saturated. Well, Santa Claus is Coming to Town was just like the group's previous four singles. All went number one. Of course, the number one on this song was number one on the Christmas charts. Well, arranger James Carmichael, who later in the decade would produce some of Motown's biggest hits, delivered a ripping arrangement full of thrilling dynamics. Willie Hutch arranged the terrific group vocals. Well, here are the Jackson 5. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Right here on Motown.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Tom
Motormemories@yahoo.com.
That's motormemories@yahoo.com.
Did he?
Cream, with their first top 40 song reaching number 23 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1963, when the love light starts shining through his eyes. And before that, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, recorded briefly in 1973 and 1974 on the Motown record label. That was The Night. It did chart in the U.K. And before that, the Jackson 5, number one Christmas song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, from 1970. Well, for this hour, we featured six Christmas songs. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.